I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but when my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and I want to impress our new lady friends, Tiffer and Mickey, we don't even have to take them to a restaurant. That's because we have an entire freezer stocked full of ButcherBox, and that includes high-quality meat and seafood that we can trust. It's so convenient. It's delivered right to our doorstep, and there's always free shipping. I mean, where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Tiffer and Mickey love it, and so will you. At least one of them is always around asking when the new ButcherBox is arriving. Sign up at butcherbox.com/mega and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/mega and use code MEGA to choose your free for a year offer plus $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis, and at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality Podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch.
We are here. Lord, we are here. And we're ready.
Ready.
To podcast.
Hiya, I'm Hallie Labonte, and this is Mega, coming to you from Twin Hills Community Church, where every single week we're giving our mega church a tiny family feel by introducing you to members of our church staff and people from our community, and I always find it to be a treat and a treasure. And per usual, I'm joined by my co-host. He's the youth pastor for our high school ministry called Climax. Please welcome Gray Haas.
Jay, hi in the house. Hallie, how are you? I'm so excited for our next guest.
Oh, me too. Way too blessed to be stressed. Well, just like Jesus dunked John the Baptist in the Jordan River, our guest today is a baptismal dunker extraordinaire. In fact, she goes by the Big Dunker. Welcome to the program, Marla Rosalotti. How you feeling today, Big D?
Oh, hello. It's good to be here. Good to see your beautiful, shining, God-given faces.
That is right. God did give us these faces, and mine is smiling because I always say, if we don't see you when you're wet, we see you when you're above our heads, because something a lot of people don't know is that Marla, when you're not assisting with baptisms on most weekends, you play what I would say is like the big angel of our Christmas programs, our Easter programs, Mother's Day, of course. Every now and then you'll be the Passover angel too, which is a bit dark. But you've just really made your name in this church as like, if she's not up there, she's down here in the water. Isn't that right?
That's correct. That's exactly correct. If I'm not flying, I'm slow drying. You know, coming out of the big old dunk tank, baptismal font, big pool of renewal.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I'll tell you what, you're a queen of air and sea, because I just admire the way in all of our Christmas programming and any of our big calendar holidays that you are up there. You're in this massive angel costume that has real feathers. I mean, white feathers, huge feathers, and all of this
that I plucked.
Oh, that really? Is so awesome.
Hey, I handmade this.
Really?
Is that right?
That's right.
Oh, you've got it there. Oh, that's it.
Well,
okay,
it's
you've
impressive.
Got it there.
I mean,
Thank you.
Costume itself is probably 20 feet long. You have that long tulle trail behind you, and I mean, you're 100 feet in the air from the flies
at least.
I mean, this is like what performers do in Cirque du Soleil, and here you're doing it right here at Twin Hills.
I know. Are you trained in aerial work
aerial
of any kind?
Arts?
You know, there was a short time in my life where I had a little tryst with a Russian circus man, and
Whoa.
He would hoist me up on these ropes and twirl me around, and I thought, okay, I'm really something up here, you know?
Yeah.
So am I trained? No. But have I flown under the supervision of a professional before, and also from the great support of our own church? Yes.
Wow.
And you know, I'm sorry, who needs training when you have the power of Christ behind you?
That's
you think
what
he's
going
to let me fall? You think he's going to have me go kerplat?
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. I believe that even if your harness gave way and all those safety precautions that, you know, our awesome crew and our backstage staff, you know, they've got it all under wraps and it's a well-oiled machine. But even if they made a mistake and let's say your harness gave out or the ropes let go of the fly system that's supporting you, I think you would still stay up there aloft because, you know, God isn't going to let you fall.
He's
not in Twin Hills. Not, no way, not a chance.
He's simply not. It's not going to happen.
Marla, I did want to ask too, and I hope this isn't too personal, but I was trying to guess your height the other day and, you know, with a few people, and I thought 7 feet, but a lot of people are saying you're actually in the high sixes. What is your actual height? Because you're a very tall lady.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. I'm 7'2".
Yes, 7'2".
That is awesome.
I'm 7'2".
Wow. Awesome.
Which, wait, the baptism pool is actually about 5 or 6 feet deep, but when you're standing at it, it only is coming up to what? About your mid-calf, mid-thigh. So it looks very shallow, but I guess it's a bit surprising when people get in there and you're helping them how deep it actually is.
That's right. A lot of people feel safer when I'm in there. And, you know, when they get nervous in the font, I say, there's nothing to worry about. There's nothing to worry about. It's me. It's Pastor Steve. It's you. It's Jesus. It's John the Bee.
Yep. Yep. That's true.
And sometimes I'll grab their hands and just sing, sha la 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 lo.
Why do you sing that?
Wow. That sounds like it's from the Psalms. It's like, Selah.
You know, Shallow came out a few years ago. And I'm thinking, Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper lifted that one right from me.
Oh,
is that
wait, is
right?
that? Oh, that's they from A Star Is Born.
Yeah, it's from A Star Is Born.
Oh,
that's right.
Okay.
And everyone went goo goo gaga, literally, for that song. And I'm over here, that's my song. So why do I sing that to them? So they feel, even though their spirit is going deep, they're in the shallow with me.
I see. Okay. So you were singing Shallow something. Okay.
And God has a plan for all our lives. And I think God knew when he was knitting you together in your mother's womb, he said, I'm making this a tall one. I'm going to stretch this one out, because he knew you were going to be a baptism. You're going to be on the baptism staff, and that people feel safe in your arms. Because if you think about what dunking somebody is in a water baptism, is you're sort of just dipping them as if you're Fred Astaire and they're Ginger Rogers. Am I right? You're just kind of giving them a dip as if you're on the dance floor, but you got the benefit of the water. But I think people feel safe in your hands because you're such a towering stature of a person.
Thank you. I do want to be clear. I am dunking. I'm
okay.
Not dipping.
Okay. Is there a difference?
There's a difference.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's the technique.
Well, you know, with the dip, you might just feel, oh, the back of your head got wet.
Mm.
Or, you know, just something a little bit more subtle. When you are dunked, you are overcome with the power of Christ.
Yeah.
And there's a difference.
Yeah.
I honestly do aim for people to feel as though they might drown.
Yeah.
And then we bring them back up.
Yeah.
And then we bring them back up.
Yeah.
Well, what is baptism if not consensual drowning? I've said that to people before, because if you really think about it, you have to relinquish control there, don't you? You are giving over your life to Christ. And, you know, It could happen right then and there that you might not come up. And I think that is a powerful reminder when you're underwater to realize, like, this could be it.
This could be it.
What Jesus says about baptism. You know, he says, as you're being submerged in the water, you are dying to yourself and then being born in Christ. So they should feel a pretty intense, you know, shock to the system of hitting that water, being held down there so that they can sort of simulate dying, you know, so
right.
to speak. And then, whew, you know, emerging in new life.
Because a dunk without a danger is a dip, right?
See?
A dunk without danger is a dip. And I'm not here to dip. I'm only here to dunk.
Oh.
Yes.
Also, can I just say Dunkin' Donuts?
Also stolen. They're stealing from you too.
Wait, you can just say
it? Left and right.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Oh, I thought you were just saying it.
Just saying Dunkin' Donuts.
And they sound good right now. I could go for
well,
a donut.
Well, you did say, can I just say Dunkin' Donuts?
Right,
and I was
yeah.
just like, oh, can you just say it? And I think that's fine if you do say it.
You can just say it.
Okay.
That's true.
Yeah.
But what I want to say about them is I'm seeing left and right. Dunkin'.
Yeah.
They stole Dunkin' from me.
Yeah, you've really...
I'm the Dunkin' lady.
Oh, right. Yeah, you've had a lot of things, it seems like, taken from you that you've come up with.
I have, and thank you for saying that.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
When you listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone, the comedy podcast, you get a belly full of laughs and a head full of real information. Our gallimaufry of expert guests answer questions on stuff adults need to know. I have mold in my dwelling. What do I do? What's gerrymandering? What happens chemically when I fall in love? How do I handle a parent-teacher conference? What are microbes? Listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone. Solve problems, get laughs.
Somebody is listening and they haven't yet been baptized, which is so important for your witness, you know, to let people know that you've made this public affirmation of your commitment to Christ. And, you know, it's such an important part of the process of following Jesus is that we follow in his footsteps, and he was baptized too. And I just was wondering if there's somebody out there listening who's been considering it, you know, what are some of the things that they need to know? Like, what are some of the precautions you take, you know, to make sure that they're going to feel safe in your arms and all of that stuff, and what can they expect?
If you've never been baptized before, and you know, I can really only speak to our process at our church.
Yeah.
But if you're going to come to our church and experience it, I would recommend that you get a one piece bathing suit.
Ooh, okay.
If you're a woman, and maybe something along the lines of a singlet or a scuba suit if you're a man.
Okay.
The water is gonna rush in and rush out, and you don't want it going up any of your orifices.
Mm. Right.
So something secure.
Yep.
I'm also recommending swim caps and goggles.
Okay.
I've noticed that on some people now, especially when they're in your line.
And some of those head rubber bands that have the nose squeezer in the front, those to hold your nose?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. So you're going to want to come prepared.
Okay.
Do not put on lotion in the morning.
Okay.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Because I won't be able to grab you.
Oh.
You're going to...
Oh, they'll slip out of your hands like a fish, huh?
Slip right through me.
Okay.
And unfortunately, as you know.
Uh-huh. You've lost someone before.
We have had a few fatalities.
No, we did not want to bring that up, but since it did come up, was that a lotion-based fatality?
It was a lotion-based fatality.
Really?
I give them paperwork. I say, read this whole thing. Mm-hmm. Do not skip over the fine print. And I say very clearly on there, no lotion.
Uh-huh.
People don't want to listen.
I guess maybe the upside to it was the week, you know, it was the Sunday after Christmas, And a lot of people weren't at church that day. So, you know, we didn't have to see that happen, at least in front of a full auditorium. A lot of people take that weekend off. And I guess the other thing I would say is, I hope no one comes after you because you are yelling, I can't grab him. I can't hang on to him. Uh-huh. I can't. He's slipping around. Mm-hmm. And you were saying it very clearly.
Nobody's coming after me. Yeah. No one's coming after me.
Oh, yeah. Good.
And maybe I am very close to law enforcement.
Really?
And I have the protection.
Oh, good.
I have their protection. So let me just say, nobody's coming after me.
Oh, wow. Good. Because I bet these people are trying to be sneaky. You're very clear. And so they'll use a unscented Lubriderm or some such. And so you don't know until they're slipping out of your fingers.
That's
and
right.
Then now you have a fatality on your hand. But what I say is that person's pretty lucky because dying in a baptismal, I mean, that's a straight shot to the pearly gates.
It really is.
I mean, goodness gracious, they're lucky.
It sure is. And I say that before I dunk them. Oh, I say, good. If you die, you're lucky.
Yeah. How did you get so close to law enforcement?
Well, I had a tryst with the chief of police.
Oh, wow.
And he said he has never made love the way that we had. And because of the way I had changed his life with my lovemaking, he said that if I am ever, ever confronted with a lawsuit or pulled over by the cops or whatever it may be, to just flash the badge he gave me.
He gave you his badge.
Gave me his badge.
Wow.
My word.
That's power right there.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's great.
And I'm only assuming this was all before you found Jesus.
Yeah.
This was before I found Jesus. Absolutely.
It was after the Russian and before Jesus.
Yeah, after the Russian and before Jesus. Okay. Yes, but I'm very open about my past, as you know. And sometimes Pastor Steve says, hey, zip it up.
Yeah.
Zip it up, Marla. But I'm an open book.
Yeah.
I'm an open book.
Yeah. You really are. You know, I think that's something I always say, it's a fun part of some of the bigger angel roles that you've played, because a lot of times when you're swooping over, you know, up in aisle D or section AA, you'll be talking pretty full volume because up there they can't hear you on stage. And I've heard and have enjoyed some of kind of your stories that you're just telling from the angel's point of view, and it sounds like a lot of them are based on your real life.
They are, and I'm really glad that you are keeping an ear out for what I'm screaming up there.
Yeah, I guess they are screamed story. It's hard to ignore.
I was wondering, have you ever looked into any aerial combat ideas? Because what you could do with all of this beautiful aerial angel work you're doing is maybe we could simulate some spiritual warfare, get some scary demons up there, put a big sword in your hand, and we could have you battling it out in the sky, which is literally happening invisibly around us all the time.
This is an incredible idea. You, guess what? I actually have a lot of swords.
Is that right?
Yeah, I collect them.
Well, that doesn't surprise
me. You know who you look like, and I don't like this show, but you remind me of the lady from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, with the big sword, the tall lady.
Yeah, the big blonde lady.
Yeah, that's exactly who you look like.
With the big hands and those big feet and the kind of big flappy feet.
Yeah,
do you remember her? She was kind of the big one.
Big one.
That had the big, she kind of had.
Tall one,
really
big one, strong.
I tell you what, I didn't watch that show because I don't have a television.
Oh, really? Wow. How do you manage?
I am very busy with my sword collection, with my dunking, with keeping sharp on aerials. But I take this as a compliment. I know a lot of people really like Game of Thrones.
I don't think it's God honoring, but I have seen clips of it on the internet from time to time, mostly in meme form. And that big lady does really remind me of you.
Yeah, you're like a warrior princess. You're like a Xena. I mean, it's cool. I wouldn't mess with you. And I just wanted to ask you, Marla, if, you know, when you're in the water with different people who are going through this very intense baptism, you know, you end up with people who are, well, let's just say it out loud, they're in wet t-shirts, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
You know, unless they're showing up with a full wetsuit, which I know you've asked them to do. You know, some people are just up there in a wet t-shirt. And, you know, we know what happens in wet t-shirts.
What?
And what becomes visible and everything. And I just wonder if it causes you to stumble in the flesh because you're getting glimpses of what is essentially a naked body because it's a wet t-shirt.
I have seen millions of nipples.
Oh, no.
Millions.
Oh, boy. Oh,
sick.
And I let this be my witness, I am extremely tempted by flesh.
Is that right? Wow, the evil one is after you, Marla, because you're so powerful.
Thank you. It is hard being this tall, this powerful and this horny.
Oh,
let me
wow.
tell you.
Really? Sure. I bet it's part of your tallness. It's hormonal.
It is. I am at any moment about to just absolutely pounce. And I really,
wow.
I really have to abstain, restrain and abstain. I actually have a tattoo that says restrain and abstain.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And I am married.
It's complicated, but I'm married.
Oh, what's, yeah. Oh, and it's complicated because you
are so horny for other people.
That's right.
Oh dear. Well, I'll tell you what. That's the evil one. That is Satan whispering into your ear. You know what?
It is.
He's saying, look at you. You got all 7 feet and a couple of inches of hunk of dunk and flaming lady okay. bits. And you got hormones coursing through your veins. It's 7 feet of veins, you know. And I'm sure you're pulsating. And it's powerful because the evil one is tempting you. And it would be hard not to be tempted being around all these people who are putting their body into your arms.
That's right. Their wet, slick body into my arms. Mm-hmm.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis, and at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay. Ascertain.
Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is... Whoa! Oh, Maze, why'd you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
McCavity! I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
Comes to mind, Mala, as we're talking, is just, isn't it fun, Hallie, how someone like Mala, who is over 7 feet tall, can come to a place like Twin Hills and really find different roles that serve your gifts. And a lot of people don't know that you can come here and find volunteer positions that serve your gifts. And now, like you said, you've basically got 3 passions in your life. Well, maybe 4. You've got your swords, you got dunking, you've got flying, and then you've got this flesh issue that you're kind of working against. But how simple it's really made your life.
Yes, yes, yes. My favorite thing about working at Twin Hills is I feel it's where skill meets service.
That's your other tattoo, I noticed.
That is my other tattoo. Yeah,
that's cool.
Right on my big, huge quads.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that your quads are out, you know, in those bicycle shorts.
Yeah, that could be a tattoo where if it was placed somewhere else might be read wrong.
That's correct. That is correct. Yeah. And I had to be very specific with the tattoo artist when I asked for this one. Am I the only one who struggles with? I struggle with the flesh. What do you feel you both struggle with? Or you don't have to be so candid if you don't want to be.
Yeah, I mean, you are candid and some would say too candid, but I would say that it would be more like, I also, you know, I'm dating right now. I'm dating a lady.
Oh, awesome. I love dating.
Ooh, yeah, Gray.
And that, I mean, that's how I feel. And I'm just so into this lady. She's awesome. I'm dating a twin. And
whoa,
yeah, there's two of her.
And there's two of them, Hallie. It's not two of her. And it's been really great. But I feel the same, where it's just like I finally, for the first time in my life, I'm just wow. You know, I'm really just struggling with, I guess, yeah, flesh. You know, it's just like I think about it,
lust?
And I'm just like,
are you lusting?
Yeah,
after
I mean,
her?
It's like, yeah, I guess I think so. You know, I'm just like, wow, this is awesome.
You're overcome with desire to know her in the flesh.
But yeah, I guess I would just say, lady, my girlfriend Tiffa, Mickey. Tiff.
I think you're dating Tiffer.
Yeah, I'm dating Tiffa.
Their names are Tiffer and Mickey. Mickey and Tiff.
That's beautiful.
I wonder if the same or if they're different. Oh. Because I think it might be one lady playing two twins so she can date two men at the same time.
Hallie, I don't think so. I don't think that's possible.
Well, he and his best friend, Clay Mason Bannerman, are both dating these twins, and it's only one of them all the time. The other one's always excusing herself and coming back and changing her color scarf.
Listen to me, Gray. Uh-huh. You be careful. Yep. I once had a tryst with a set of twins.
Really?
From Portugal.
Really?
And nary once were they ever in the same room together at the same time.
So how did you know they were twins?
Because later on, I was at the airport. Who do I see behind the ticket counter? Both of them.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so you'd had a tryst with two different men and thought the whole time it was one?
Yeah, never flying Southwest again.
Hey, well, that's true. Get some seat assignments, Southwest, crying out loud.
I know, it really is a flying prison, isn't it?
It's disgusting. And they
Amen.
Get these drink tickets to all these Philistines in there, and everyone gets hammered without seat assignments. It's sick.
Honestly, can I say, the fact that planes exist at all, hubris.
Yeah.
We think that we're bigger than God, that we can just load ourselves up in the sky and fly wherever we want.
Mm-hmm. I know. And which is ironic that you spend most of your time, at least 5 to 8 weekends a year, in the sky.
Correct. But I am fastened to cables, rigs.
Yes, yes.
Exactly.
I am powered by man.
Exactly. Yes.
Connected to the ground.
Exactly. Oh. I mean, where are the harnesses on that plane? And why aren't the wings flapping? It sure is not intuitive the way it's working. I mean,
this is why I don't fly anymore in airplanes.
Oh, really?
I get it.
Yeah, a lot of people aren't flying these days. So do you end up just not traveling, or do you take alternative transportation?
I frankly see no reason to leave Indiana.
Yeah. That's true.
I've always said this.
God's heartland.
I think they should make that a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Should be the slogan.
I frankly see no reason to leave Indiana.
I think I have seen that on a t-shirt. Maybe that's another one of your ideas that got stolen.
Probably.
Dang, Marla. Dang. You got too many ideas. You got to copyright them. You got to trademark them.
Who has the time?
What are some of your other ideas that you've seen that have popped up in other places that you think were yours originally?
Once again, thank you for asking. You know, when you get a Big Mac?
Oh, yeah.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Loving it.
I've heard that before.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Where? I wrote that when I was in junior high.
Really?
Bada bum bum bum. I'm loving it.
Bada ba ba ba. I'm loving it.
Wow. You wrote that.
I did.
They stole that from you. They're a multi-million-dollar corporation.
What? In what context in junior high were you loving that something? Was it flesh again?
It was the flesh.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, when you're in junior high, you got hormones like never before.
Raging.
Yep. Yeah,
I had the dry hump session of my life. And after I was done, ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Wow.
Next thing you know, who's the CEO of McDonald's?
You dry humped the CEO of McDonald's, the future CEO of McDonald's.
Wow.
Yes. These things are not accidents.
Wow. You think you're just pressing your denim up against somebody else's zipper button flies and not even knowing you're Tristan, a future billionaire.
And I think his name is Tristan, isn't it?
Oh, that's right. What? Having a tryst with Tristan.
What other ideas?
Getting your tryst on with Tristan.
You ever been to Carrabba's?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, Carrabba's has a salad that I cooked up at least 20 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. It's iceberg lettuce, salami, and cheddar cheese.
Oh, that sounds
delicious.
And then
how did that, I mean, that's very original. How did it end up at Carrabba's?
Well, I was on a sabbatical
living
in Iowa, and I had a lovely tryst with a rancher. And next thing you know, he makes a transition into the hospitality industry.
Really?
His name was Christopher Carrabba. And I would cook for him all the time.
Wow.
Christopher Carraba. Wow. That is amazing. It's just so amazing how many of your trysts, so many of your ideas have led to trysts, and then the trysts have led to the ideas getting stolen. And I think that's probably a good reminder that you're in the right place to not be, you know, mm-hmm. having trysts anymore, because these ideas, mm-hmm. these really original ideas, like a lettuce, cheese and meat salad, are going to get taken.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's such a good idea. It's basically throwing a ham and cheese sandwich into a salad. And so it's good for you. I think you're genius. And I wouldn't fly either if I was over 7 foot. I don't even know how you fit in the plane, Smarla, besides not needing to leave Indiana. And I just wanted to ask you, because I think as we've all been growing up and we hear the story of David and Goliath, we all just sort of identify with David. But do you actually identify with Goliath in that story?
You know, I do. Mm-hmm. I really do. And I want to thank you so much for seeing me. You have always seen me. And I always feel that.
Oh, yeah.
You said she can't help it?
Well, yeah. I mean, in general, it's hard to not see you.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yes.
You're a formidable presence.
I really am. I really do identify more with Goliath. I've been hit in the head with a stone more times than I can count on both of my hands.
Oh, what?
But how I am different from Goliath is I get up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Oh, what's that?
Stand a little. This is a song I wrote.
Really?
Oh, it's good. Keep going.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little higher. Oh, never wait, be lonely when I'm alone. Sound familiar? Yeah,
it does.
Think of where that might have come from.
Did someone steal it from you?
Bingo Bango.
Oh, who's he?
Bongo.
Bingo Bango.
Is he the one who produced "When If I Make the Time"?
He is the producer on that song. That's right.
And what is that song?
That song is Stronger. I believe it's called Stronger. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And I met him when I had my internship down at Disney.
Oh, cool.
And yep. And it was intense and it was fast. And bingo, bango, he was off with my song. So,
dang.
Wow. Well, I mean, I guess if you're having a tryst with a woman who's 7 feet tall, if it doesn't kill you, it probably does make you stronger.
That's true. I'm really dumping on you too. I'm not always, you know, tooting my own horn and saying all the things that I've done before, but I appreciate you letting me really air my grievances.
Oh, you can, anytime. Because of the way you do the dunking, you can come on here and do all the dumping.
Thank you, honey.
Marla Rosalotti was played by the delightful Maria Randazzo. Oh, she is a true treat and a treasure. Check out her wonderful podcast, Hey Dad, that she does with her dad, and follow her at Maria Freakin' Randazzo. I'm Holly Laurent, playing Hallie Labonte, and Gray Haas was played by Greg Hess. Follow us and Mega the Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you really want to get out of hell free card, support us on Patreon. The link is in the show notes.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.